let's just say I'm very, very extremely excited right now because our little phone line has been blessed right now by the presence of the wonderful Mr. Troy Kingy, who has just announced a nationwide tour. Good morning, Troy.
Morning, man. Morning, morning.
How are you?
I'm good, but my team lost at a State of Origin last night, so not great, but I'm good.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. That you're going to hate me for this. That's rugby league, right?
Yes.
So you don't support, what, the Warriors, the Kiwi team?
Oh, no. New South Wales won. They deserved it. They deserved it. But now I'm getting shit from all my cousins this morning. So,
That's not a nice way to start the day with some bullying, but oh well. I promise I'll try make it a little better. Hey, so you've just announced a tour for Leatherman and Mojave Green, which is an album that's not actually out yet. First of all, I have to say, love the name. It's just one of those kind of sticks with you album titles. Please, could you just give us a wee taste and tell us a little bit about this album?
Well, if anyone out there has watched the documentary, we ventured over to Joshua Tree, that's close to the Mojave Desert. I don't know what I was doing. I think I was trying to find myself again. And yeah, we done a few pretty cool little things over there. We got to meet some of the natives and went to a cave in the middle of the night. I had mushrooms for the first time. And
oh, lovely!
And doing so, I think we found something special over there. And we come back. We went over there with three half-pie riffs on the guitar and come back with 17 pretty kick-ass songs. So we do have two songs out there at the moment, but I can't wait for everyone to hear the rest of it.
Yes, and we have played both of those tracks. They're on playlist at the moment, and they're both fantastic, by the way. You should be stoked with them, and they just make me more and more excited for that album. What an amazing experience Joshua Tree must be like. Did you find yourself?
I think so. When I say find myself, I think, you know, the last few years I said that I had a bit of a creative block, but it was more, it wasn't flowing, all the stuff wasn't flowing as nice as I would have liked it, you know, like I was still creating a lot of stuff, but questioning every direction that I was taking my music. So it was about going back to the beginning when things were simpler and things just flowed a lot easier. And all I know is the day that I woke up, the morning I woke up after the mushroom experience, I wrote four songs before going into the studio. So something obviously happened over there. But just being in that place, being at Rancho, same studio that Queens of the Stone Age recorded my favorite album of all time, Songs for the Deaf, I was just hoping that some of that magic dust would be sprinkled on me and my music. And yeah, I'm pretty happy with what we've captured over there.
That's so interesting. That's your favorite album. I like that. Yep. I like that a lot. Hey, now, have you ever gone to meet Queens of the Stone Age or any of the members?
No. But we were trying to replicate our own kind of songs for the deaf. And so in doing that, we needed our own Nick Oliveri, a screamer, to scream on a few of the tracks. So I bought Ezra Simons over, is also in Earth Tongue with his missus, Gussie, and they got to open for Queens of the Stone Age at the start of the year.
Oh, yeah, they did too. That's right.
So he hasn't really talked about that. I haven't really seen him since then, so be interesting to see if he got to catch up with Josh or any of the boys.
Yeah, that would be, I'd super love to find out, actually. Like we've been discussing, you're going on a nationwide tour in September. Tell me, what are you like live? Because it's kind of, I guess it's sort of, well, at least in my experience, it's sort of kind of like two live performers. One's quite regimented, the other's quite relaxed and kind of likes to read the crowd and see where it's going. Where do you kind of lie on that spectrum?
I've always been scared of live shows, to be honest. Like,
oh, wow. Interesting.
My realm has always been at home or in the studio crafting songs. That's always been my little realm. So I always get a bit anxious before shows. Once I'm on stage and warmed up a bit, then I love it. But, you know, build up and organization that goes into shows, it can get a bit stressful. But in saying that, I haven't been more excited for a live show than this one that we're about to do. Because it kind of takes me back to my high school years when I did get into music, listening to Queens of the Stone Age and all these. It was kind of just after the indie band, garage band explosion in the early 2000s.
Yeah, right.
So kind of going back to that, when we were doing shows back then, they were like sweaty, mosh pitty, just surreal. And so hence why, if you look at all the venues on there, you know, the past few years we've been in theatres and that, and this, that just wasn't the vibe for this, so we had to take back the bars.
I noticed that.
And crunched into the bar, and if people can't get in, I'm sorry, but that's just the vibe I wanted to feel while I was on stage, and I wanted the crowd to feel. So, I'm so excited for the show, but I'm also scared because it's the hardest album I've ever played as well, having to play these crazy riffs and sing a counter melody on top of it. It's pretty hard. There's a lot of practice going into it.
Wow, yeah, of course. I kind of didn't think about that. But technically, yeah, this is not simple music. I noticed you were playing bars and you're playing Loons here in Christchurch, which is a great venue actually, by the way. You've chosen a good
one.
I've never been. You've chosen well, trust me. How much do you reckon the music is playing a part this time? Because this music was recorded and written and all that, and it through a really special experience for you and quite a transformative one. So the fact this is the music you're sharing live, does that make you want to do it more?
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of a homecoming for me, coming back to this. You look at my first album, there's little speckles of this style, but to come like full tilt 100% into the genre, I'm super excited, and I think it's not the whole journey over to the desert and all the stuff that we created over there, it's not going to be finished until I'm on the stage and playing these songs live with the band. So it just feels like unfinished business until we actually get on stage and show the crowd what we got up to over in the desert.
Wow, that's quite a really cool perspective to have on it, actually. I just want to divert quickly just to talk about one thing I've always personally admired is you have quite good taste, a sense of style. And you've never seen how I dress, but I want you to know I'm equally as stylish, and we're definitely on the same liberals here. Where does that come from for you? Do you enjoy shopping for clothes? Like, it looks like you curate quite well.
I've been lucky enough the last couple of years. I've had one of my good friends, Lizzie, who I worked on a film with. She was wardrobe on a film a few years ago. And so she's come on board the last couple of years. But up until that point, I used to just try and dress weird. And I used to get given a lot of free stuff, and I'd put it on, and I love to wear beads and rings and stuff. So people think that I'm a fashionable guy, but really, I'm just putting on stuff that I've been given, and I don't know what I'm doing, to be honest.
Ah, so what I'm hearing is you have basically your own stylist. I would call that cheating, but that's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
Well, yes, I would call that.
good. I appreciate you being honest with that. being on the road for a tour, I always, oh my gosh, music started playing for no reason. Sorry about that. being on the road, some people love it, some people hate it. Where do you lie on that?
This will probably be one of the longest stretches on the road in NZ. Like, we normally just do the main centres, so being able to go to Gisborne and Tauranga, Napier, I'm quite excited, actually. And you know, my band and our crew are just my best friends anyway. So, you know, I feel like there might be a few bands where there might be a few tussles and they just want to do the work and get home. But I'm really looking forward to it, and to be honest, I've had quite a quiet year as far as gigs go, so I'm just looking forward to playing with my friends, really.
Oh, I tell you what, I am so, so excited to see you play. And I just, like, I know it deep, deep in my soul. This is going to be a ridiculously good album, and you're going to be all humble about it and all that, but I'm allowed to boost your ego. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. To our audience, that show, Loons, Leatherman and the Mojave Green, that is September 13th. You can get your tickets at troykingy.com.
I think it's
14th. Yes, you're actually right. Did I say 13th? That's naughty. Yes, you are. Oh, you really remember your own timetable. That, I appreciate that. Thank you. I'm so excited for this. You're an absolute national treasure. One more time, yeah. Troy, thank you for joining me this morning.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you. It was awesome.
Have a great, great day.